Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're going to have a one-hour Christina Liu show, which
John's
is just
birthday.
Absolutely the max. And yes, for John's birthday.
Yeah.
The high point.
Yeah.
And we have Dan in the studio, too. This is Dan Cox is in the studio.
I just wanted to get a cookie.
He came for the snacks.
Oh, you got to take one of these carrot ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because carrot sounds good, though. It sounds like you're doing something
right. Yeah, it's
right.
Healthy. That's right.
It's still a cookie.
It's still a cookie. Anyway, Christina, what's going on in the town?
Well, I mean, we really had quite the informative show. Two guests that are certainly, and Ron Fatula will also, I believe, have a table at the conference as well. So if you want to meet Ron or ask him some questions, you can come. And of course, Danielle Ezzo is always so informative about the Medicare Part D. So it was great. Great job, guys. So
I'm telling you, I'm learning a lot.
Well, you always come with the great questions, Otto.
Well, you know, usually my questions are geared from a selfish perspective.
Okay.
All right. You know, things I've thought about and what I might want
to
do.
Yeah, but I feel like things that you thought about, other people thought about.
Well,
too,
I do believe that, hopefully, that other people are in the same boat as me, that they don't really know for sure whether they would want a living trust or understand it.
Listening to you and Ron's conversation was perfect. Because that's the kind of conversation you have to have. Like, certain, you know, what's the next question? It was a natural flow. You know what I'm saying? And the banks can't throw you off because I have no idea why. You know, you can't put more than one person on it. You just divide up the account. God forbid something happened to you. You want five names? And
well,
there's $1,000. You give everybody $200. I mean, it's just.
See, one of the complications I visualize is, okay, you can put two names on, and. Tenant or whatever the phrases are, and you have two names, my wife, myself, and my one daughter and a son are checking account, but you can't do the savings account. Okay, so you have to make an instant transfer of the money from the savings account into the checking account. Now the checking account money has all the savings account money, so now these two people are responsible for whacking this up among the other four siblings in the family. And it becomes complicated, in my opinion.
Otto has a lot of money.
Not a lot.
No, I agree with you 100%. And
you know, actually, whatever it is, if it's 100,000 or whatever.
I agree with you 100%. And, and you want it, you know, for I think most people who listen to the show know that Otto is the planner.
Yeah.
Of anybody on the show.
Seriously, it's the best.
Have things organized. And so by you asking these questions, I think it was pretty cool because it is the one area where there's a lot of confusion, and it can be rectified very simply. You know, it doesn't take a lot. And as I said, Peter's with me now. Well, actually, I didn't say that. Say hello, Peter.
Yes, we have to.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, forget that. Just
John's best friend is here to embarrass John.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be one solid hour of birthday show. Yeah. I didn't think we were going to continue in talking about Otto's mass amounts of money. Have you checked out www.rjfsg.com?
Who? Oh, is that yours?
It's a free
plug. By the way, you guys sent out a very nice newsletter now. I've been looking at it. I actually read it.
I have a question for you. Does it drive you to look at our website?
Well, I would say it probably instantly hasn't because I have been to your website, but I don't recall if it was because of the newsletter.
We send the newsletter out monthly, but the goal is really to drive people to our website because we change our website monthly and we try to make it something interesting that usually has nothing to do with investing. Or minimally.
Which is why I read it, to be perfectly honest with you. I can't remember the topic, but 2 months ago in particular, and I don't remember the topic, but I found it very interesting. It had to do with what? It'll come
to 2 months? I don't know. I remember this past month. I don't remember 2 months
ago.
Yeah,
well, neither do I.
I'll go back and look at it, and we'll talk about it on another episode.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh. Trying to see who it is. It's
please
very
stand
mysterious.
By. Hi. You experience...
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of that newsletter as well.
Oh, Joshy! I love you. No, I couldn't hear you in the beginning.
Apologies for that.
No, it's not your
fault. Well, I wanted to call in and just, I know it's a little early, but I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, John.
I thank you very much, and I love you very much. You're the best.
I love you, too. You are the best.
And I'm going to see you over the weekend, I know.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I go back to work. These calls I'm not happy with. Goodbye. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Well, I also have a special video message that I can send you later, where you can hear the audio now from a very special lady. So let's...
Happy almost birthday to my best friend, my husband, the father of my children, and the man who I've chosen to spend my life with. I hope you'll have a peaceful and happy and healthy year. And what are you doing the rest of your life? I love you. Happy birthday.
So that's from John's wife, Steph, the fabulous Steph. And John, you can't be getting teary-eyed over there because you know, like, it's just really.
Let
it's
me just tell
set
you.
Me off.
What are we doing the rest of my life? That was our wedding song.
Oh.
And we're married 43 years. I said, for 43 years, I never picked it. Why did you pick that song? Well. I didn't. She said, I asked you what song. You said, I don't care. I said, why did you? I was only like 2 years ago, I knew what the song was. I swear to God.
Well, there you go.
She picked it. And obviously, it's a quasi-popular song, but that's, you know, what do you do in the rest of your life?
Oh, I love it.
So.
Well, adorable. So thank
anyway,
you, Steph, for sending
moving
that.
Moving forward.
I don't know song titles. Maybe you could hum a few bars.
Barbara Streisand sings it. She does
everybody
a wonderful
turn
job.
Up your volume. Get those speakers going.
So now, Peter, how long have you and John been friends for and partners?
Friends or dating?
Both. You know, whichever way you want to go.
Okay, this is an appropriate time to tell the friend story. So we met at Morgan Stanley in the late 90s. Okay. And we were doing some work here and there together. You know, I was kind of new in the business. He saw me working hard. He was lazy, so he figured if we joined up together, we'd make a good team.
Oh, he was smart.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, you know, we'd equal each other out. So in 99, actually 20 years ago, almost 20 years and like 2 weeks ago, my mother passed away. And she was in an apartment by herself, and I had to clean the apartment out. I had to get everything out in 2 weeks. So I said to him one day, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. I got to pull up rugs. And when I went to my mother's apartment, like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, whenever it was, he was waiting for me with a hammer in his hand.
Aww,
and that's
John.
When I knew I had a friend for life.
Aww.
That's the friend story.
Oh, I love it.
It's a great story. Great.
It's a nice story, isn't
it? It's great.
Yeah.
Now, you guys actually worked together at Morgan Stanley?
Yeah. We actually, believe it or not, I got hired by Dean Witter, which was taken over by Morgan Stanley. And we were there for a couple of years, and then we got recruited to... Prudential, which got taken over by Wachovia, which was not good. Yeah. So we left there and went to another regional firm for 11 years. And the last 3.5 years, we've been in the independent channel in a fantastic place. I know some other people might be listening. So we're very, very happy there.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys have been traveling as a team for a while now, as far as work is concerned as well.
Yeah.
Besides whatever outside friendship.
Yeah, he needed someone to carry the boxes when he moved every time. So.
Well, that's what John was saying that, actually. He was saying that the other day.
Yeah.
He says, I'm so glad I have Peter around to carry my boxes.
Yeah, when my back's in good shape, I don't mind. Yeah.
I love it. Well, you guys are always here, and you are good friends. So, I mean, every time you see John, you always know Peter's there. It's like there's like a duo. I like the traveling duo.
I can't miss this opportunity to embarrass my best friend
on
a birthday, because that's what birthdays
are about. Oh, it's
your
birthday
roast. Right?
I like
Isn't
it.
Isn't that what a birthday's about?
No, but it's the truth. When it comes to him, like anything I get invited to, especially from the political, governmental, they know he's coming. I say, is it okay if it's like, John, you don't even ask. I mean, it's,
right.
You know.
Oh, half the Democratic Party in the town thought we were a couple.
Well, he does refer to you as his partner, so.
it's been mistaken.
I like it.
Fine.
He's now, got Peter, his wife and Peter. Yeah.
Prior to John getting as involved with politics as he is, were you involved? Or did you kind of get pulled into it a little bit?
No. I was technically never really involved.
No.
No. I mean, aside from protesting, yelling, and screaming on the streets with picket lines, nothing really.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you were going back. You were in some other kind of business.
Yes, right? my first career quite a long time ago, over 20, it's over, I'm this business 20, coming up on 24 years now, I was a union electrician.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like a pretty good field by itself.
It was. Yeah. Things have changed a lot in the last quarter century. If you told me a quarter century ago that most of the work in New York City would be non-union, I'd be shocked, but that's the way it is now.
Is that true, really?
Yep, you're in one of the bluest states with the bluest cities. And, wow. You know, anyone who's paid attention to the construction boom that's happened in the last, I guess, 5, 10, 15 years in New York City sees that there's new buildings going up all over the place with big demand, and most of it's non-union. All the outer boroughs are non-union.
I actually read that and went to Hudson Yards with all that work that's going on down over there.
Yeah.
Read that the bulk of that actually was non-union.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of work down there. It's unbelievable.
No, there is a lot of work. I mean, I could go on, for, you know, take up the rest of the show about you know.
John's just going to eat some snacks and dry.
No, look, I admit, I mean, it's very hard to explain that, you know, I'm a capitalist, but I'm also pro-union. I think they serve a very good place and they're very important in the country on many levels. But the tide has changed, the pendulum has swung, and it's mostly non-union now for many reasons. I mean, you could go into the high cost of labor. You could also go into the availability of cheaper labor. You put that together, and you know there's really no room for unions right now.
Well, I was never in a union, but my father was. He was a Teamster. He was a milkman. And if he didn't have a union, I hate to think what my childhood would have been like, because you know he made a halfway decent living, and I contribute that to the fact that they did have a union back then.
We had a guest on several months ago,
John Skinner,
right? And yeah. And he was going over.
Say we took over the show. We had a guest on. Oh, Christina, we might as well go home. We had a guest on.
I was here. I was here when he was here.
That's true.
That was a really great.
It was real interesting, and he was bringing up facts that you never read about in the newspaper. Right. It was like over 75 deaths in the state of New York already in construction in this year alone, and unfortunately, you know, there is a compromise. When you don't have skilled labor, properly trained, there's a compromise in quality of work. There's a compromise in safe labor, safe working conditions, clean working conditions. And unfortunately, it's also, in my mind, again, it's my opinion. I think
Peter has a way to keep talking and talking. We have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM at WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Yeah.